Youth football is all about style and fun. And the NFL celebrates that through Play Football, an initiative aimed at creating positive experiences for players, coaches, and parents, with the goal of preserving and promoting the values of the game. On the football field, kids can continue to grow through teamwork and build trust as leaders. To learn more and to find a league near you, visit playfootball.com. The future of football is here. You in?
And I know you're going to love this, Chris.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Every single person that I see tweeting about Lamar and how dare he not get any offers and how dare people say, you know, that they're out. First of all,
live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Why won't you go for Lamar Jackson? He's so damn good. I mean, to me, he's worth the two firsts.
Earlier on the show, host of Peacock's Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio. Coming up, NFL Network analyst Maurice Jones-Drew. From Netflix's Luther the Fallen Son, actor Andy Serkis. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show, live on the air on the Roku channel and this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate on Sirius, on XM, on Odyssey. We're everywhere. We're unavoidable and we're appreciative of you taking us in however you're listening or watching. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show is a nice backstop if you miss anything. Same thing with our podcast. If you want to listen to us all 3 hours, Cumulus Podcast Network takes care of that. So does the Roku channel. We re-air on channel 210. As soon as we're done, there's the Rich Eisen Show collection page, which is a fancy way of saying we're a video on demand service. You can just check us out whenever you want. If you missed hour one with Mike Florio, that's how you can check that out. Hour number three, the actor Andy Serkis from the new Luther film on Netflix. You also know him as the guy who played Gollum in Lord of the Rings, Ulysses Klaue in Black Panther, also in Planet of the Apes. Also, he's got a great Coldplay story to tell. He's the eighth grossing actor of all time, meaning all his movies together, it's made the eighth most money of all time. He's been in everything.
You want to run down the top eight real quick?
Well, I mean, again, if you're in the Avengers and you're in Lord of the Rings and you're in Planet of the Apes, I mean, that kind of works. And I'm going to stop talking as if my guest isn't sitting here to my right. One of my favorites. I just learned I'm working with him next Monday.
Hey.
When I'm doing the two-a-day, doing the show on Monday here, and then going to the NFL Network as part of the hosting of the Free Agency Frenzy on NFL Network starting at 4 Eastern time. Maurice Jones-Drew, good to see you.
Good to see you as well. You know what? I have to say this. The last time I came, it's been far too long.
Okay.
The last time I came, there was none of that. Roku, there was no YouTube TV.
Yeah.
But growing like a weed over here,
You know, I'm just trying to cultivate this caper.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's all I'm doing.
That's why you're double dipping on Monday.
That's what I'm
I like it.
I'm double dipping. And so you and I are going to be sitting there as everything starts to break. And then we were talking about that off the air. And Chris, you're saying stuff's already popping. What do you got over there?
There's a lot going on.
We got for us to chew on. Give me something good.
Oh, well,
like what?
I don't have anything.
What are you talking about? You were just talking in the commercial break about stuff.
I closed the window. So now I'm like,
listening on YouTube TV in the back.
No, you were listening on the Roku channel.
Oh, the Roku
channel. Yes, that's what you're listening in the back.
Yeah, that's what I was listening to in the back.
Yes.
Odell Beckham's workout.
Yes.
Now, first, let me say this. First and foremost, Odell, thank you very much. Because without you, I wouldn't have got my first Super Bowl ring, and I appreciate that. But that is going to be an interesting thing because I think whatever team gets him, he's going to open up your offense so much more. He still has that ability to take slants to the house, short passes. You saw that with the Rams, all on a hurt knee. That was on a bad knee. Mm-hmm. So now his knee's good. I think that's going to be one of the first kind of dominoes to fall, which will kind of – you'll see where they're going.
Okay. And again, so folks understand, I literally had to sit here and go, Jacksonville didn't win a Super Bowl. No. Raiders didn't win a Super Bowl. And I get it. As a member of the Rams broadcast team, you have a ring.
Oh, a big one. And a number and everything. Looks like a player.
Really?
Yeah. So 20 years from now, my grandkids, I'll be like, hey, listen, old Pop, you know, he won one back in the day, 2021.
You were a factor.
Yeah.
You're calling it.
Put it out there, man. Had to put it in the universe.
I like it.
You know, it's just part of it.
All right. So Odell, Dallas would be a good spot. Anybody would be a good spot.
Well, I think, and I don't think this would happen, but imagine if he went to Kansas City.
Yeah.
Just imagine that.
Well, people are going to flock. Right.
Oh. I mean, I would. I'd go to Kansas City, want to play with Mahomes and an offense that's wide open and you can kind of do, you have a quarterback that can do different things.
Right.
That would be nice. Dallas obviously is a big one. I think it'll help them more just because I know McCarthy wants to run the ball a little bit more, but having that ability to just throw a quick hitch out there, CeeDee Lamb can do it, obviously Odell can do it, and those guys can take it to the house, makes you a little bit more dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Your Jets?
I mean,
the Jets should be spending. Are we spending big with the Jets? Are we going all in on Rodgers? Are we going to kind of Rodgers and some other pieces?
Well, they need other pieces. Do you think last year, if Aaron Rodgers was on the Jets last year, they would have won the Super Bowl? They'd have beaten the Chiefs off and then gone and beaten the Eagles. Do you think so?
I don't know if they'd have won the Super Bowl, but they'd have sure made the playoffs. And then in the playoffs, anything can happen. I mean, we saw that with the Jags.
So you put. You can't sit here and say anything can happen, but they wouldn't make the Super Bowl because that's
no,
it.
No, no. So that's why I'm saying
they need more pieces.
Yeah.
I do love the Young Turks, you know, who are Sauce and Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall and Quinnen Williams and the rest of those young kids that they're, you know, they're growing up. And that's the whole question is like, you know, it's now Friday, 1 o'clock Eastern time in New York City. 72 hours have passed since they've broken bread. Like, what's
yeah? I heard they were in Malibu. I'm a little upset that I didn't, you know, get
do you know
a text.
The place that they went to? Lucky's.
I've never been. I'm more of a
you're unlucky.
I wouldn't say I just like to hang out in my little area.
Okay.
I don't like to kind of go too far
away.
Yeah,
Aaron doesn't strike me as a guy who leaves his area either.
Yeah, so he, you know, he's in a nice area with some nice restaurants.
So, do you think what do you think? You think it's a fit? Or
I think it's a great fit. To me. When you have a young quarterback like Zach Wilson and you have this team that's built and ready to go, you may need some pieces on the O-line. But really, other than that, I feel like secondary, you added Clark from the Ravens. You've kind of added some small pieces along the way. If you get that quarterback to fit into that and that'd be that final piece to fit in, anything can happen. Now, the thing is, in the AFC, you have to have a guy, right? If you look at all the quarterbacks, there's what you have obviously, Burrow, Mahomes, Allen, Trevor Lawrence. You have
Herbert,
Russ. You have Lamar Jackson. You have Deshaun Watson with the Browns, who kind of came on at the end of the year. You have Russ. Like all of a sudden, you have to have a quarterback in the AFC to contend. And Rodgers has been in the NFC, where you know you're playing more team fits, like the Niners. Or even with the Eagles before Jalen Hurts, they had a really good team, and Jalen Hurts was that final piece. So it's going to be challenging, especially in the AFC East with what Miami's doing down there, the Bills, what they're doing. And then, you know, Bill Belichick finally went out and got him an OC now to go help his young quarterback out. So it's going to be a challenging season. But if the Jets want to contend, Rodgers is the answer.
Well, especially since, again, if you want to keep talking about how deep in the AFC quarterback pool is, you take a look at the draft, you have to think – if you do like the kids that we saw spin it at the combine or Bryce Young who didn't spin it at the combine, if you do like them, you're thinking Texans, Colts, Raiders, three more teams are going to get young kids who might turn into one of them as well. I mean, the pool gets deeper and deeper and deeper, but I have to, before moving on, ask, why did you make that face when I mentioned Russell Wilson?
I think...
Come on.
In all honesty, I've watched Russell Wilson. Last year I said I thought Derek Carr was better than Russell Wilson, and people jumped all over me. And when you watch his tape and when you study him, and which I had to do with calling the games for the Rams, he misses a lot of his first reads.
Russ
does. And
the current Russ or even the back in the day Russ?
Even the back in the day Russ. He would, like, when they would throw the ball, he would go to like an improvising role where he'd scramble all around and throw the ball, and we'd highlight that. But it's hard to win that way consistently. Now, they kind of built an offense around that, and they worked on the scramble drill a ton. But when you're in Denver and you don't have those same pieces of those same receivers that understand your play, you're going to struggle. And I tried to make that as clear as they, not being a hater, but just off of what I've seen. And then we saw that, right? We saw him struggle throughout the season. Now, they got better as the season went on, and that's awesome. But in crunch time, there were times against the Colts where he had a chance to win the game. Right? Are you reading the coverage right? There's a man side and a zone side. He started on the wrong side. And there's other plays throughout the season. And so my hope is that when Sean Payton gets there, that you have Javonte Williams, you start to run the ball, kind of what he did with Drew Brees, and then you open it up off a play-action pass, and then you simplify things for him a little bit.
And so he's got the right coach. You'd agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay.
And I think the coach made a great decision not allowing him to have all his guys at practice.
And his office.
I think that's a great decision. I don't think those are things conducive to winning.
Especially since the office was on the second floor. It wasn't on the floor with the locker room. He was like management. Like if you went to go see, like his door may have been open.
Right.
But the door wasn't the locker. His actual locker. The door was upstairs.
I understand why he wanted to have that because he wants to watch tape and study. But that's what you have the quarterback room for. Right. The quarterback room is for you to do those things because you should be doing that with the other quarterbacks and talking through things in the game plan. You should have, like, those are the type of things, at least when I came up, that's what guys were doing. You were doing it in the quarterback room, not in your own personal office, which kind of separates you from the team. And so if things were going well, I don't think we'd have been a big, big issue. But as soon as things start going downhill a little bit, you start to see that poke out, right? Then you start hearing about his quarterback coach being at practice and him working with them onto the side. And he had his own trainer there. You just kind of remove yourself from the team. This is a team sport. If you want to be an individual, go play golf, tennis. Those are individual sports, you know. Swimming, right?
It's a team sport as well.
If you're in the medley, but
he's in a football medley. Maybe that's what he's thinking.
I don't think that works.
Maurice Jones-Drew here, my NFL Network colleague and Los Angeles Rams broadcaster here on the Rich Eisen Show. Lamar, would you flip two ones and pay him
in a heartbeat? Guaranteed.
Fully. Seriously.
Yeah, take it.
In a heartbeat.
It wouldn't even hesitate, but
the last two seasons have ended doesn't concern you.
Doesn't concern me one bit.
Why?
Remember when the Rams a couple years ago went to Los Angeles, they played the Rams. The Rams were kind of hot.
To Baltimore, you mean?
No, Baltimore came to here. Yeah, yeah. And they played in the Coliseum. It was a couple of years ago. When I saw him then, that was his MVP year.
Yeah.
And I was at 24?
2019.
Yeah, or 23 or 24 years old he was.
Yeah.
The best player I've ever seen in my life. Fourth and four, they go for it, and he gets 6 yards.
Yes.
Like, scrambled, had a 30-yard run, threw the ball well.
Yes.
And he's only gotten better throwing the ball every year after that. I know he's missed some games, and that's going to happen with his style of play. And as a coach and as an owner of a team, our job is to coach around that to make sure we keep him healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, that's an exceptional talent. And we just talked about it. In order in the AFC to have a chance, you got to have one of those guys. And this one guy comes available in his prime. I'm going to make it work. I'll figure it out.
If you're the Falcons, you flip the 8th overall pick for him right now.
Right now.
And next year's first.
Well,
and pay him $230 million guaranteed dollars and have every owner in the league look at you and say, what are you doing?
Trying to win.
Got it.
That's what I want to do. Winning cures everything.
You're the Carolina Panthers. You do the same thing, 9th overall pick.
Oh, yes.
Raiders, 7th overall pick.
We just let go of a guy that we were given X amount of dollars to, you know. So, yeah, I'm going to do that too.
Okay. You're the Colts, 4th overall pick.
Yep. I'd do that with the Colts too.
Okay.
Even if I was the Bears. If I was the Bears and I get an opportunity, now I don't think that would work out because I'm sure Lamar wouldn't want to go there because they're trying to build their roster. But even if I'm the Bears and I have Justin Fields and I've seen what he could do, I'm still gonna trade him a first round pick.
And you trade the first overall pick.
Oh yeah.
And not trade down and maybe make a killing and get first over the next few years. This is part and parcel of the conversation that we're having. Just all things being equal, I get the 2019 Lamar, I get the 2020 Lamar, not the Lamar the last 2 years that he got hurt. I don't have to give up two firsts, and I don't have to pay him every last guaranteed dollar. Then I'm all in.
Right.
If I have to give up. Pay him every last guaranteed dollar. Now I'm having a hitch in my giddy up, and I have to now give up two ones. I'm now walking to the altar. I'm not running to the altar. Do you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
So it's not all things being equal. And if you're the Chicago Bears, you're giving up the ability to trade down once, if not twice.
No question.
Get a bunch of picks to supplement your guy that you already know. As opposed to just blowing up every plan that Ryan Poles may have had. So that's why I'm kind of pushing back right here with
The reason I say that is there's no one in college, even Caleb Williams at USC.
Yes, sir.
Is clear. It was not even close to what Lamar was when he was in college or where Lamar is now as a player. And so that's how you look at it. It's like, okay, is this guy in the draft? Like when the Rams gave up 3 first rounds for Matthew Stafford,
yes.
Their thought process was, could we get a Matthew Stafford in the draft in any of these situations? No. So it just makes more sense to go get it. And even if I'm the Chicago Bears, this is, again, no disrespect to the players that are on Baltimore, but they probably have a better receiving core in Chicago than Baltimore has, if you're talking about just pure receivers.
Careful, Rashad Bateman. I know, he was very upset.
He was hurt this year. He had a great year, but he got hurt. So they're using Duvernay, Robinson, who they got from the Chiefs.
Maurice Jones-Drew, I called the Week 15 game between the Ravens and the Browns, and I was in commercial break staring at the ceiling, talking to the football gods, praying for a first down, if not a point on the board.
And so if he's able to win with that,
okay.
If I have a little bit more, he should be able to win. He should be able to do much better. And I think as the Ravens, they understand this. And we're having this conversation. I was on Total Access with Mike Garofalo. And I was like, don't give me the Garofalo answer. Give me the Jeezy answer. Like, let's be honest. The Baltimore, whoever negotiates with Lamar, Baltimore's going to match. Because why would you let this guy walk? It makes no sense. It literally makes zero sense to let a homegrown talent that you drafted 32nd overall, that has been one of the most wingest quarterbacks since he's been drafted in the league,
yes,
most dynamic players, and you build an offense around him to let him leave and someone else get him. I'm just not going to do that.
Unless you look at one of these kids at the combine and you could get a first round selection and choose one of them and start from scratch.
But
not pay somebody all that money. They're already, Maurice, they're already, devil's advocate
thing.
Because as you know, I've been reading a lot of these responses to the videos that we've put out based on the conversations we've had, that I've made a heel turn on Lamar, that I've loved every single thing about him. I just have some spidey sense going off about why he didn't finish the season.
Right.
Where was he in Cincinnati? I would need to have every question answered before I went and guaranteed every dollar in his contract.
No question.
So that's why, again, this is not an all things being equal. Would I want the 2019 Lamar or the Lamar of say that game against the Bills this year that they wound up losing at the end? The game against the Dolphins, I think, that they wound up losing at the end. He looked like the MVP of the season in the first month of the year. So that's my whole wind up of saying that maybe, just maybe, you would start from scratch and have to pay all that money.
That's going to be a tough deal to do, though.
And go for it in that respect. They do love him.
I agree. My thing is this. The longer you wait, the more expensive he gets. Burrow's up this year. He'll be getting a deal done this year. Jalen Hurts will get one. Herbert will get one. That's three dudes who are all going to be in the 50s, 60 million a year deal. The longer you wait, the more expensive he gets. And if he isn't your guy, trade him. Don't give him go and trade him if you don't believe that he's your guy. Because this is what the biggest thing. I remember being in 2007. We went to the playoffs. 2008, we hit free agency. We paid two guys in 2008, and we had like five guys in our locker room that we didn't pay, and kind of fractured our locker room a lot. Not kind of, it did that year, because you went outside of it. And as players, we know guys that deserve to get paid, right? Because you see them every day in practice. You know their skill set. To me, the longer this takes, the chances are you're fracturing your locker room. And then the chances are you're going to have to pay more in the long run anyways, because what if he does the Kirk Cousins deal, right, where he plays on this tag and he plays on the next tag? Now you're going to have to give him a fully guaranteed contract. And then let me put this notion out there, because I've tried to put it out there a little bit. Yes. Everyone's upset with the Browns about the fully guaranteed deal.
They're already redoing it. That's the whole point. That was I kind of lost my place a little bit. The Browns are already asking Deshaun Watson to restructure.
Oh, no, yeah.
And I think he's entertaining it, right, Chris? Didn't we hear that out of Cleveland?
Yeah, Mary Kay reported that.
So the deal that apparently Lamar is holding out for and the Ravens refuse to give, Cleveland is already 1 year in.
No,
wondering if it's workable.
Well, they had to get him first, right? Mahomes does the same thing with his deal. Every year he restructures.
Got it.
And whatever that means to
truly. So it's not an outlier.
It's not everyone does it when you get paid that money. But I think when you talk about Lamar, what he's been able to do, and what I was going with is the Vikings are the one that kind of started this precedent with Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
Right? You give Kirk Cousins two fully guaranteed deals.
It was 3 years, $84 million.
Right.
And then Watson pushed it up five to 230.
Yeah.
With all sorts of other garbage that the Browns overlooked, placed aside.
No question. And so if you're Lamar, you don't have that baggage.
Correct.
If you're Lamar, you've been MVP. If you're Lamar, every year you've played, you've gotten further in the playoffs. And it's just like, to me, and people always say he needs an agent, he doesn't need an agent. Like, when it comes to quarterbacks, you're slotted. Your performance kind of puts you where it needs to be. Like, I don't think the Bengals are going to be like, Joe Burrow, you're not worth $50 million. Like, Joe Burrow's going to get what he wants. Well, Jalen Hurts.
What a fascinating offseason, as Herbert, Hurts, and Burrow are all in line for their deals. They're strike-it-rich, generational wealth deals. And there's Lamar sitting here, and then we're wondering about Rodgers. I want to take a break with you when we come back. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We're going to take your phone calls, 844-204-RICH, number to dial in this hour. Well, I want to come back. I want to talk to you about Aaron Rodgers a little bit more and pull on that string that you mentioned about a fractured locker room, because guys know who should get paid and why not. And if they're not paid and they bring somebody else in, that's a big problem. Because that's something that might have been a dynamic that just we played out this week. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Don't go anywhere. Maurice Jones-Drew in studio.
Youth football is all about style and fun. And the NFL celebrates that through Play Football, an initiative aimed at creating positive experiences for players, coaches, and parents, with the goal of preserving and promoting the values of the game. On the football field, kids can continue to grow through teamwork and build trust as leaders. To learn more and to find a league near you, visit playfootball.com. The future of football is here. You in?
Hi, I'm Allie Raisman. I've been living with migraine for a while. As an athlete and gymnast, I was taught to just power through the pain. Now I use Ubrelvy or Ubrogepant to treat my migraine attacks. As soon as I feel a migraine attack, I take Ubrelvy, which provides me with quick relief. Once I get relief, I go on with my day. I'm partnering with Ubrelvy to share my migraine story.
Ubrelvy quickly stops migraine in its tracks within 2 hours without worrying where you are. Most people had quick pain relief within 2 hours. Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for prevention. It's available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Most common side effects are nausea and tiredness.
My hope is that by sharing my migraine story and the relief I get from Ubrelvy, it can help someone else.
Ask your doctor about Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn more at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Maurice Jones-Drew back here on the Rich Eisen Show in the midst of telling a story about Eric Bieniemy when he was your college
running backs coach.
You just ran for how many yards in Washington?
326.
Oh, that's a lot of yards.
Yeah, we set a record.
Okay.
We get back in the meeting room. He shows all the negative plays and was like, we could have rushed for 500. But you missed this, 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 and this.
You did.
Oh, yeah.
You missed the hole.
I missed the hole. Missed the reads.
Was he right?
Like, oh, yeah, he was right. But again, during the game, he was like, good job. But then he was like, this is what perfection looks like, right? When you get to the next level, you can't miss this read. You can't do these certain things. And so, I'm really excited because the guy, they're going to have a different mindset.
In Washington
is going to be a completely different mindset. They're going to be challenged. And then the other part is you're going against a really good defense day after day, right? So the standard and how things will be, you know, looked at and how the expectation is, we'll see if they rise to it.
Certainly if they've got Lamar Jackson as their quarterback.
Oh, I was going to say, that's another
That's
one.
The spot.
That is the spot.
Where if I am the Washington Commanders, that's the spot. Everybody in the Mid-Atlantic already knows Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves Lamar in the Mid-Atlantic. You go and you give Lamar what he wants. It costs you two ones and go for it. That's it. You give up, what is it, the 16th overall pick in the draft and then next year's one?
Oh, that's easy.
And you were the one kicking the tires on Russ, Rodgers last off. So you were kicking the tires on everybody and then settled. That's the only way to put it. I'm sorry, for Carson Wentz. That didn't work out.
Go get
You're
Lamar.
Hoping Sam Howell's your guy. I get it. That's the spot. And you tell Bieniemy, here you go. with McLaurin and Samuel and
a bunch of running backs and
Brian Robinson had a terrific rookie year.
Oh man,
right? Don't
Antonio
you think
Antonio Gibson? Yeah, you. I mean, you. I
that makes sense to me.
To me, that's where that's the ideal place. That's where if I'm Lamar, that's where I want to go.
Wouldn't you?
I would. It's right down the street. And you have the other thing is Baltimore has arguably the best defense, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, but one of the best defense in the league. Washington does too, quietly. They have a really good defense.
They can hit you.
And they can get after you.
And Chase Young hardly played last year.
And all of a sudden, like, you get a mobile quarterback, your running game is more explosive.
Yeah.
Your passing game opens up because Lamar can take off.
That's the spot.
If I was and he's them, out of the AFC.
Yeah, that's the spot. I got Maurice Jones-Drew here on the Rich Eisen Show. Why aren't the Raiders all over Aaron Rodgers? Why aren't they? Why wouldn't they be? It just know. It makes so much sense, don't you think? I mean, you want to get back. You're seeing the division won by the same team every year, and they just won the Super Bowl, and they got Mahomes. You got the Chargers. They're a Herbert quarterback team. Russ has got his guy and Sean Payton. You're hosting the Super Bowl. You've got Devontae Adams. Go get Aaron Rodgers.
I just don't. Look at the Raiders and you look at kind of how they're piecing this organization up, it seems like it's New England West, right? They're going to get guys that they're comfortable with, guys that they know. To me, you're looking more at a Jimmy Garoppolo type situation there. I'm just telling you because, yeah, they went and got Devontae, and that was amazing. That was a car kind of push situation. I think they both wanted to make it work, and it was working.
Yeah, so get the guy who's played with them between college get the guy who showed you how dynamic it is. Like, literally the best quarterback wide receiver combination of the last 5 years.
Do they have the money to take him? Do they have the money to handle it?
How much was Carr? Carr wasn't cheap.
Yeah, I think it might have been like 30 or 40.
Carr wasn't cheap.
Rodgers is what, like 60 this year?
I'm not saying it's plug and play here, but let's go.
I would love as a Raiders fan growing up, I would love for Aaron Rodgers to be there. I just think
it makes sense.
It makes sense, but I think if you really look at it, Jimmy Garoppolo makes more sense than what they wanted.
With what they wanted. But I don't understand sometimes how we're you. I'm going to call you out. I'm sorry. I don't mean to point at you.
Okay.
My wife always says, don't point at people. So you just spent the last 15 minutes saying, damn the torpedoes. You got Lamar Jackson. It's the now. Yeah. Win now. That's what I'm going to do. When I said to you, if an owner signs Lamar to that big contract and they look at you at the next owner's meeting and say, what gives? You say, I'm trying to win.
Right.
So, and I know that the you're not talking about how we're winning. You're just talking about we're winning.
Right.
But that doesn't apply to McDaniels. And I understand it's his gig. It's his job. It's his situation. He's got his handpicked guy shopping for the groceries. Aaron Rodgers is sitting right there. You know, like if you're Mark Davis, you don't sit there and call him in and just say, explain to me one more time why this is the way we're doing it. I would if I was the owner of the Raiders.
Yeah, I thought that they shouldn't have released Carr, to be honest with you. To me, you can win with Carr and win at a high level with him. He's been to the playoffs. He took the Raiders to the playoffs 1 year, got hurt. Last year,
Carr was lucky to get back on the plane from Pittsburgh.
I remember that was it wasn't the best.
They might have Lane Kiffin'd him on the tarmac back in McCarran Airport.
It wasn't good, but
or whatever it's called now.
To me, it's okay if you're cutting Carr for cost, right? Which they're saying we're cutting him because the money and which is fine. Then you have to then justify why you're getting Aaron Rodgers.
Because he's Aaron Rodgers, available.
I understand that. Is he available? Because
you could take him to dinner if you want. Mark Davis, you can take him to dinner. I mean, obviously, he's open for...
Just open to the Jets. I don't think it's everyone.
Why wouldn't he be open to Las Vegas, Nevada?
I don't know.
And play with Devontae Adams again. Why wouldn't you want to do that?
I mean, you'd have Devontae Adams.
He heard all the fans when he's walking around the pro-am there up in Pebbles saying, come. He knows the fans are in on him.
I don't know. It just seems weird to me that the Jets were the only team that kind of went after it and they were granted that opportunity. Because the Packers still have to say, okay, we're willing to deal him to you,
he's
right?
He's cheaper in terms of draft compensation than Lamar. That's for sure.
Yeah. But the thing with Lamar is he's 26. So I have a I can get 10 years out of Lamar.
So you could draft your next guy, 7th overall.
Right.
And have him grow with Rodgers while Aaron lives out his football days as a Raider.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. No, but he doesn't run the system. Jimmy G fits. Really? We're going to go there?
That's what I'm hearing.
In McDaniels and in Patriots West, we trust.
That's what I'm hearing.
I'm hearing the same thing, by the way.
That's why I would love to have Aaron Rodgers, but when you hear the rumors and the different things that we heard at the combine and, you know, throughout
about
the
what? Little, about what?
It's just like Jimmy Garoppolo is a great fit for them. Like, that's who they want. They want Jimmy's cheaper than Carr probably and Rodgers.
I'm sure.
And they feel like they could build a better team around him. I wouldn't. At the end of the day, I'll be honest with you. There's two parts of me that say you draft a quarterback every 4 years and you then trade the one you get because it's cheaper that way.
Yeah, sure.
But then the problem is you may draft the wrong guy, which we've seen happen multiple times.
Yeah.
And if you draft the wrong guy, we're all out of this thing.
That's why the Jets are in on Aaron Rodgers right now.
Exactly right. Why you have to be careful in that draft process of, oh, we'll just draft and sit a guy because we don't even know what Jordan Love is for the Packers. That's why the Packers are still sitting there waiting on Aaron Rodgers.
I think we know what Jordan Love is.
Do we?
Yes, he's the next first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. Yes, that's where he goes. And I know my tongue's firmly planted in cheek, but you saw a couple times, man. I know it was garbage time to use the Marv Albert phrase, but you could see he could spin it. And if you're Green Bay, you also want him to grow old with these young guys that you've drafted. Like, it kind of makes sense right now for them to part ways. I just don't understand why the Raiders are not tripping all over themselves to take Aaron Rodgers to dinner. And if your answer to that question is it's just not the way Josh McDaniels likes to do things, it is something that I have to sit here and question.
Are they close, though? Do you think the Raiders are close?
To what?
To winning a championship.
Closer?
I think the Jets are closer.
Jets haven't made the playoffs in my son's lifetime, and he's 12.
They haven't.
Raiders made it with Carr, you know, with Mayock drafted team 2 years ago and gave Burrow a scare at home.
But they don't have a top defense like the Jets do, right? They have weapons.
They have players.
They just doesn't work.
So you're saying it's a better choice to go to New York for Rodgers than to...
Because if you're going to win now, you're going to need the team around you. Aaron Rodgers won with a top five defense.
Yes.
Right? So you're going to need a team there to be around you. And I think there's a better team right now in place in New York than there is in Oakland.
And Rodgers would know it because that defense put the bang thing on him last year.
Yeah, and they're a year better.
Maurice Jones-Drew here in the Rich Eisen Show studio. Okay. You mentioned moments ago you were on a team where players weren't paid within the organization and others were brought in, and that created a rift in the locker room. Do you want to identify which team this is?
Oh, it was only one team. It was Jacksonville.
Well, I mean, you were at the Raiders too. I don't know.
I'd have been part of the fracturing.
Who didn't get paid in Jacksonville?
Well, we had Khalif Barnes, who was our left tackle.
Yes.
And we had Mike Peterson, who was our starting middle linebacker, who were up for deals or coming close to being up for deals. And we had just made the playoffs, made a run to Pittsburgh twice. We felt like we were a receiver away and another DB away. And so instead of taking care of the guys at home, we went into free agents. We got Joey Porter and Drayton Florence. Joey Porter gets hurt, doesn't play, but then Drayton plays. And he plays a lot, and he plays well. But the problem was we have guys that have been in this locker room, right, that you see as leaders, that the captain of your defense, our left tackle, who at the time was blocking Dwight Freeney by himself. And those guys are unhappy, right? Because they're not getting – I think Khalif was on his last year of his rookie deal, and Mike Peterson was, like, coming up on his second or third deal.
So these guys were still on the team.
Oh, yeah, they were on the team.
Not paid.
Right.
Saw other guys come in and get paid. And now I can understand why that would be an issue in the locker room. And so that's the way I'm setting up something to trigger my friend Chris Brockman over there, because he thinks Daniel Jones should not have been paid what he got paid. And Saquon gets franchise tagged. And we had Albert Breer, our former colleague from the NFL Network and NFL Media Group, on here. And he was saying part of the reason why the Giants did this was to show people in the locker room, you do well here, you get paid.
So my question is, what is whale, though? 15 passing touchdowns, 7 rushing touchdowns?
Chris, he's in your camp.
I'm just saying.
He's in your camp.
I have a teammate.
I just don't know what whale is. And maybe I think they got put between a rock and a hard place because they didn't have a fifth-year option. And they wanted to kind of keep the team together. And I don't disagree with paying Daniel Jones.
It could be that too, though. I mean, Daniel's a leader. You just said, hey, there were leaders in the locker room.
I agree.
Who didn't get paid. And
I think Saquon gets paid. Is just this is a he's a placeholder right now. The franchise has placeholder.
Yeah, make sure that they can still talk past Wednesday.
Exactly. Next week. The thing with Daniel Jones is when you pay quarterbacks big money, you're allocating a lot of resources to that one person, right? Not even to the room, just to that one person.
Thus, Lamar.
But the
you know what I mean?
But this is the difference, though.
Okay.
When things don't go right and things aren't going well and they're not perfect, you have to then be exceptional. Right, you have to be able to cover up said stink. I think Lamar has done that.
And he covers up stink better than Daniel Jones.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And so all this, like, Daniel Jones didn't have wide receivers. So everything has to be perfect around him in order for us to get.
He torched the Vikings, MJD.
Yeah, the Vikings literally just cut everyone on defense and fired the DC. Like, yeah. I mean, the Vikings, he did. And I'll say that he won that playoff game, and I'll give him credit for that.
Yeah.
But Saquon ran them to the playoffs. Like, so it's kind of like.
What would you say the Giants should have done? Not pay him, let him go back into them?
I just think the price was too high. That's my personal opinion.
But it had to be that high for them, because otherwise they would have had a franchise tag him, and then there would have been maybe an issue with Saquon.
I think if he'd have hit free agency, he'd have came right back.
Did you listen to any of the show this week?
No, I didn't.
Saying the exact same thing.
Go ahead, have the floor.
No, my floor is already being mopped up by MJD and his beautiful points. Like, you don't have to, hey, Daniel Jones, oh, you want how much? Excuse me, go get it. And when you don't get it, come right back and we'll give you, you know, 4 for 100 or 4 for 110. And then we can go on and keep building what we're building here. But $160 million?
You're a Giants fan.
No, he's... He's not.
I'm not a Giants fan.
Oh, you're a Patriots fan.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to win a playoff game in the next 4 years with Daniel Jones?
Maurice Jones.
Playoffs are different. They may win one.
There you go.
But what's going
to
happen
is you're not paying him to win one.
But this is what's going to happen. They'll win a game, and then they'll run into the Eagles or they'll run into the Niners and they'll get blown out like it did. And that's where you'll be. That's just my personal opinion on it.
All due respect to the Vikings and the point you just made, they're paying this guy because he beat the team we all thought were the biggest frauds all year long.
I don't know about that now. That's a tough one.
You got a quarterback over there with the Vikings that can't win the big one on primetime. He has to be, like, playing with everyone. So we'll see.
He can win the 1 o'clock games.
He's 1 o'clock is crazy. And I understand this is from a GM's perspective. You want to keep your players, but it has to be at a price. It has to be at a price. Because if I'm paying you $40 million, like.
So why can't Eric DaCosta have that approach? Because he is having that approach.
But we love
your guys at a price. $230 million guaranteed is too steep for him and Steve Bisciotti.
And I'm not upset with that. But the difference is they're allowing Lamar to go out and talk to other people. The Giants were like, oh, we're just no. Daniel Jones is it for us. No, that's not true.
Do you want to hug him right now? Because this is basically just, you.
I'm just glad
in Maurice Jones
all these
Drew
Giants
clothing.
Fans in my mentions all week. First off, they think I'm a Washington fan for some reason, but
no.
Understand? I'm glad I have a teammate on this. Thank you.
I think there's more people that understand this too, I think it's separate with Lamar. And Daniel Jones, it's a different situation because, again, Daniel Jones is his first year actually being decent. But other years, he led the league in turnovers.
Oh, no. There's no question.
This is like the first year.
But the Giants also, come on, man. The Giants had Joe Judge giving him,
I can't do anything about that.
You know, taking knees on third down. Like
that was terrible.
Defeat formations. Yeah. Like that's what he's – and Pat Shurmur and then him. Now he's got a coach of the year.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, is coach of the year because of the way Daniel Jones looked. In many ways, okay, and the way and the moves he made and the way he was coaching that entire team.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah,
again, I'm just saying everyone has a ceiling, and I think if you look at Lamar's ceiling and then you look at Daniel Jones, it's not even close.
Maurice Jones-Drew, thank you for coming
in here. No problem, man.
Let's chop this up more often.
Yes, I'm definitely.
We're chopping it up.
I love it.
Me too.
Shout out. Yeah, Daniel Jones should have never got that brag. But no disrespect.
Thank you. No, you got to say no disrespect first before you say it. You can't, because it's like you took your finger off the chess piece.
Your move has been made. Yeah, I messed it up.
Maurice Jones-Drew right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Check the two of us out together on Monday when we're talking free agency friendly. The minute everything starts on Monday, we're back here with your phone calls at 844-204-RICH in a moment. The Rich Eisen Show Radio Network back here with the live stream on the Roku channel. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com or just stop by. We've had a great week, man. Yeah. That was fun with Maurice Jones-Drew. when I talked about the Rich Eisen Show desk being furnished by Grainger, Chris Madden. So it goes, you sponsored the furniture? Furniture. Richie. No, it's my desk.
Richie.
Bad dog.
Chrissy.
That guy's crazy.
Gene in Florida has been hanging on for an hour plus. What's up, Gene?
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
Thanks for hanging in there, man.
I'm a Baltimore fan. I've called you before. I was a little upset at the end of last season. Wanted them to get rid of Lamar, but now that the time is here, I have had a change of heart.
Okay.
I'm praying that Baltimore gets this thing done before he even gets to talk to anybody else, because I think it's a huge mistake. And on the point of, if he goes anywhere, I want him to be a Jet. And I think the Jets would be, anybody's crazy not to grab him up, give him whatever he wants, because he's in his mid-20s. He's probably the best football quarterback we've ever seen. And I think whatever you lose financially right now, you're going to gain with free agents, because people are going to want to come to New York and play with Lamar Jackson, because you will be a contender. If you had him last year, you probably would have been having a trophy.
And I hear you, Gene, but why haven't receivers flocked to Baltimore to play with him? I don't understand that.
I'm not really sure. I think you put that Jets helmet on that boy and make him, give him that 5-year contract to where he'll play through injury, and put him in New York. I think it would be the answer to all your prayers, and you worrying about money. And I think the Jets of all teams should shoot for the moon, because I mean, what do you got to lose at this point, Rich?
I appreciate that, Gene. Thank you. What if I got to lose? I don't know. Rodgers is a much more short-term, less expensive in terms of total dollars, and also less expensive in terms of draft compensation that's required to acquire him. Lamar's the most expensive on the market in terms of dollars and draft compensation. Thanks for the call, Gene. Let's go. Who's next right here on the program? Let us go to... I believe it's our friend Rami in Montana. How you been, sir?
Good. How are you, Rich?
I'm good. What's going on up there in the great state of Montana?
You almost got it. It's Rami.
Okay, Rami. What's going on, man?
We're good. So, touching on the Aaron Rodgers thing, he thinks that he's brilliant. Hit me with it, Mike.
No, it's not Mike, it's Jason, but he's got it for you.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Brilliant. There you go, Rami. There you go.
Brilliant.
Okay.
I don't think he is, and I disagree with Florio, the 30-30-40. Like, I think it's about 80% people are just sick of his nonsense, to be quite frank.
Well,
and I live up here in the cold weather states, and there's a lot of Packers fans here. They're not filled with him either, you know.
I hear you, Rami.
Every year, the same thing.
Yeah.
And then touching on something you guys talked about earlier, airplane button, yes.
Okay.
Brockman, door lock, yes.
Okay. He's appreciating the reclining of seats and Chris Brockman's parenting. Thanks for the call, Rami. I appreciate it. We're up against the end of the hour right here. Thanks for calling. I'll push back also on in Florio that he thinks Rodgers doesn't care what people think of him. I would disagree. I think he very much does. I think he very much does. Again, The Jets have put it so far out there. They got to get him. They have to land him now.
Yeah.
And the one fly in the ointment could be, potentially, because they reside in the AFC also, would be the Raiders. And I just kind of want to linger on this for a split second here. I haven't spoken to Josh McDaniels. I don't think he's ever been on this program, actually. I don't know if he would sit there and go, you know, the way that I did it in Denver, I'm changing it here in Vegas. But not everything to the point where he could try and figure out, sit down, have a chat with Aaron Rodgers. Let's go. What do you like? This is the way I would do it. Do you think it would be a fit? Not saying this conversation hasn't occurred, but if I was Josh McDaniels, I would say, don't want to fly out to Malibu. Let's Zoom. Okay? And I will sit down with you and I will try and figure out how you can be a pirate. That there's an autumn wind and it's called winning the damn Super Bowl in our hometown. And if I'm Mark Davis, I'm sitting there thinking, can you and Aaron just talk about whether you can work together? Because you know Devontae and Aaron can. Let's figure it out. I know you like a certain way of doing it and you like a certain amount of control. But can you give some of that control to Aaron? And Aaron, I know you like the control also, but can you give some of that to your new coach here? I would want to find that out instead of just like, yeah, we've got a certain system here and we've got a certain way of doing things here. And, you know, I'm just not, you know, this leopard can't change his spots. And I know you're a leopard too, Aaron, and I don't know if we can figure this out, but can't we figure out, if I'm Mark Davis, if the spots can be on the same leopard called the world champion Las Vegas Raiders in the building where the Super Bowl's taking place? Devontae Adams, Josh Jacobs, Max Crosby, Chandler Jones, hopefully Darren Waller, Hunter Renfrow. You don't think they can win it with those guys, figure out the rest, and you still have your 7th overall pick to use? I don't understand that this is sacrificed on the altar of, yeah, not the way we want to do it. Don't get it. And if I'm Mark Davis, I make sure that conversation happens and let everyone know I am not bald. But that's just me. Honestly, this is the time to figure it out. And I don't want to put a fly in the ointment of my Jets because at this point in time, if it doesn't happen, major problems. Well, I shouldn't say major problems. It's just, it's a bad look. And the bad look can be overcome by the right move at a quarterback spot. If it is Jimmy G or it is somebody else, or they do go for Lamar and they do figure it out. And it doesn't matter how bad this look is if we look back and pick confetti out of our hair at the Canyon of Heroes. But if I'm the Raiders and Rodgers is in play, he is officially in play. And you have the guy, with all due respect to Greg Jennings and all due respect to Jordy Nelson. I mean, Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers. When Aaron goes in the Hall of Fame, what are you going to be talking about? And I understand Devontae wasn't on their championship team. Come on. Because Devontae is on target to have a bust in the same room.
Yeah.
You have him already. He's there. He's already Instagramming at him. Like Tom Brady's Instagramming at his kitten. You got to figure out. You got to have McDaniels make that phone call. You got to sit down if you're Mark Davis and say, Coach, I know I've given you the keys, but let me just take the wheel of the car for 1 second and set up a Zoom.
Rich,
and let's figure it out.
I don't think Sauce is happy with you right now.
844-204-RICH, number to the dial on hour three.
No one in the wrestling business has experienced the trials and tribulations, along with redemptions and longevity, quite like Jeff Jarrett. Come along for the ride on the My World with Jeff Jarrett podcast.
They didn't really brand belts in the heyday of boxing. You know, Muhammad Ali, Sugar Ray Leonard. I mean, they had them, but along comes sports entertainment, professional wrestling, and now it is truly a part of pop culture. They've just branded what it looks like to be a champion.
My World with Jeff Jarrett, wherever you listen.